from KXCI Community Media. This is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit with our friends from the University of Arizona and we talk about what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Danielle Filo. Welcome to KXCI, Danielle.
Thank you for this opportunity. I'm really excited.
What do you do at the U of A?
I'm currently working in Dr. Deepta Bhattacharya's lab in the immunology department.
What do you do in the lab?
We are looking at the immune response to SARS-CoV-2 through the analysis of antibodies produced by COVID-positive patients. Two of the things that we're interested in is what proteins those antibodies are able to bind on SARS-CoV-2, as well as the potential for these memory B cells. Memory B cells, they're kind of like the grandpas. They circulate in the body for a really long time. They're able to last a lot longer than these young antibody-producing B cells. But if you're to get infected with something either again or maybe something similar molecularly, they can actually be activated and then they'll start to produce more of these antigen-secreting B cells.
That is so cool. It's like they have ancient wisdom.
Exactly. Yes. You know, when we get vaccinated, the whole goal is to be able to produce these memory B cells. So when you have an infection, they are able to circulate your body a lot longer than regular B cells. And if you're reinfected, they can actually be reactivated. There are these group of coronaviruses called just seasonal coronaviruses, and these cause like your common cold. Pretty much everyone has had them at least once. And so we're actually interested in seeing if any of these seasonal coronavirus memory B cells are activated during SARS-CoV-2 infection as well. Literature has shown us that if you are vaccinated and you get reinfected, after that, you're kind of like super immune. It is very difficult for you to get COVID again, even against most of the variants. We've actually recently partnered with Dr. Val Murugan at ASU. He has this protein assay tool. It's called the MISPA. And essentially that has all of the SARS-CoV-2 proteins. So it'll make it a lot easier for us to screen and kind of take that just a lot faster.
Wow, really fascinating year for you.
Yes, it's very exciting. And this was actually my first real research position. So it was kind of wild to be a freshman in college and getting to go home and be like, oh my gosh, I'm working on a COVID project.
What are your plans for the future after graduation?
I'd love to be able to do something in science communication. I also would love to get to go to grad school and do something focused on immunology. I think that working with like viruses and stuff, like this was my dream since I was a kid. There's so many doors open and so many opportunities for me. So I don't want to like narrow it down to anything just yet.
That's an excellent idea. Do you ever listen to music, Danielle?
Yes, I do. I was so excited this question was going to be asked. I really love the Backseat Lovers and Flip Turn. Those are like kind of the two bands I've been listening to a lot lately.
Oh, Danielle, thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today. It was really cool talking with you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Bridget. This was really fun.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.